Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Joe Cocker bringing us back. Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker, 17 till the hour. I'm Mad Dog American Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're hanging out with us. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Michael Salzman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Minimumwage.com, that's the website?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, you know, we've got another website that I may have told you about before called Faces of 15 that chronicles some of the stories that we've talked about.
Faces of 15?
Faces of 15.com.
Okay. Right. And this is stories about people who have received a minimum wage increase?
Yeah, and businesses that have been forced to close or cut back and the employees right. who've been harmed.
The reality, the economic reality of minimum wage increase, which the ideological part that we talked about in the last segment that we're going to talk about this segment completely blows right over. So talk to us about that. In fact, you had some statistics that you were going to give us before we got started.
Yeah, you know, so the if you look back at the minimum wage since it was created in 1938, the historical average minimum wage is about $7.40 an hour. So our current federal minimum wage is $7.25, so we're a little bit below it, but it's about consistent with the average. You know, you've got some states that have gone above that, and I think some states are probably in a position, again, where maybe the market wage is above $7.25 because not a lot of people earn the federal minimum wage. The problem comes when you have people who get to a place that's like double the historical average, and I think what the recent research has shown is that not only are there consequences for that, but the consequences sort of go beyond what we have studied in the past. I mean, we've sort of known from past studies that if a state raises its minimum wage by 50 cents, you know, that you're going to see some adjustments to employees' hours and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
When a state raises its minimum wage or when a city raises its minimum wage by $3 an hour overnight, what the research is showing is that more businesses are closing because there's no means to adjust to that kind of thing.
Well, that's exactly right, and there are markets where people can't live on $7 an hour, $7.25 an hour, but those people are paid more in those markets because that's what it takes for people to get the workers in those areas. I mean, the marketplace will adjust. The marketplace will tell you. And the marketplace takes into consideration the cost of living when people are looking for a job in the marketplace. I mean, they can't take a job that won't allow them to survive.
If they're
qualified, they can seek another job. I mean, there has to be some corporate involvement too. I mean, you know. I would like to point one thing out, Mike. I like to tell people that when the minimum wage was passed in the 1930s, the first time, it had nothing to do with helping people. It had to do with trade barriers between the North and the South. That's what it was about. It wasn't about helping poor people.
It's an important piece of history, and in fact, the minimum wage was historically, at that time, was a skilled minimum wage. I mean, it primarily applied to industries, mining, manufacturing, industries where people today don't really think of a higher minimum wage affecting those industries. But over time, the minimum wage became an unskilled wage, and it was sort of expanded to cover the service industries that it does today.
Mm-hmm.
And so you sort of went through that transition, but we're almost on the other end of the pendulum now because as the minimum wage has risen back up, you have businesses like apparel manufacturers in Los Angeles who have really been harmed by this because they're paying $13 or $14 an hour and their competition is overseas.
And they're exactly. They're trying to keep jobs locally, and the government is working against them. How many states are going to raise minimum wage this year?
So at the start of the year, you had 18 states and 20 localities raise their minimum wage.
Above the federal.
Above, or in some cases, they were already above the federal, but yeah, that's right.
Right.
So, and then in July, you'll have maybe another dozen or so increase it as well. But, you know, a lot of that, what's really notable about that too, and what's different, is that a lot of the action at the start of the year happened on the local level, whereas if you've gone back, you know, a little over a decade ago, I mean, in 2004, it was only San Francisco and Santa Fe that had local minimum wage. So a lot of change in the local level.
And so are you projecting the impact of those raises on the state's competitiveness?
Yeah, you know, we put out a study right around the end of the new year that actually looked at California's historic experience with raising the minimum wage and use data within the state to look at different industries. And each time California has raised its minimum wage by 10%, there's been roughly a 4% reduction in employment in industries where over half the employees earn the minimum wage.
Wow.
So I think, you know, that what that says is that Jerry Brown and the politicians out there can point to Silicon Valley and sort of the high-tech industries, but in the forgotten places of California, this is having a real impact.
Yeah, no kidding. Hold on to that thought. Give us the websites again, please.
Minimumwage.com and Faces of 15.com.
Faces of 15. Check that out, folks. You will find some reality. You'll learn some reality about how the economic impact, the real economic impact of raising minimum wage by fiat. Quick break. 10 till, right back with Michael Salzman. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.